The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Thank you. Thank you and welcome to Bob Burney Live. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and the last time I looked outside, it was beautiful. A little chilly for this time of year, but a beautiful day, and I am delighted that you're along for the ride this afternoon. Let me give you the telephone number again, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A comedy legend has died at the age of 85. Tim Conway, probably best known for his work on The Carol Burnett Show, died this morning out in California at his home. He had been battling a long-time illness prior to his death. All kinds of rumors running around that he had dementia or Alzheimer's disease. His representative, Howard Bragman, told CNN this morning that he had been suffering from a long-time illness, but he was not suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. He won 3 Emmys for co-starring in The Carol Burnett Show. That ran from 1967 to 1978, and he won a 4th Emmy for being a part of the writing team. He was in several movies, The Apple Dumpling Gang, The Shaggy D.A., and many, many, many other movies, TV shows. He was often on the air with Harvey Korman, and Tim Conway is dead at the age of 85. Doris Day just yesterday, and today Tim Conway. Carol Burnett, who is not only still alive, she is touring. She is currently on a tour. She is doing a one-woman show called An Evening of Laughter and Reflection. She released this statement, "I'm heartbroken. He was one in a million, not only as a brilliant comedian, but as a loving human being. I cherish the times we had together, both on the screen and off. He will be in my heart forever." Again, Tim Conway, dead at the age of 85. And now we turn to Ohio. Imagine if children in your children's school began dying strangely from cancer. Well, that has been the case down in Piketon. Of course, Piketon was the center of enriched uranium development for many years, one of three plants in the United States dedicated to producing enriched uranium was in Piketon. It operated from 1954 to 2001. In 2001, they began decontamination and decommissioning. And evidently, during the years that it was in operation, there really weren't any health issues, at least not that have been reported. Since they have been decommissioning the plant, the accusation is that dust has been stirred up that contains uranium. Well, enriched uranium on Monday was discovered at Corner Middle School in Piketon, and it was closed, quote, because enriched uranium had been detected inside the building and Neptunium-237 had been detected by an air monitor next to it. Now, here's where this story gets really, really bizarre, and it's really hard to get to the actual truth. The Department of Energy is pretty closed, tight-lipped on this as to what's going on, but I just want to read from a report. The Department of Energy issued its annual site environmental report in March, and that's when the public in the school district learned of the radioactive contamination. The sampling was done in 2017, but it was just released to the community. Now, this is what I am reading. This is from a CNN report. Quote, this is from a concerned parent down in Piketon. Quote, they issued the 2017 data to the community 2 years later. Later, it was found that in 2018, the air monitors had picked up americium, another radioactive byproduct of nuclear production. So, yeah, again, it is hard to get to the truth here, as is the case often with government agencies. Anyway, the bizarre thing is, according to this report from CNN, the government found the radioactivity back in 2017 in air monitoring, and it was just reported, and the school was just closed yesterday. Quote, in the past 5 years, five students in the nearby Scioto Valley local school district have been diagnosed with cancer. Three of them have died. Again, this is from a parent in the area. And on Monday, the middle school in Piketon was closed because enriched uranium had been detected inside the building. But the report is not really clear as to when the enriched uranium was actually found inside the building. Was that 2 years ago from the air? It's very confusing. And I would assume that in the next few days we will learn more. But my goodness, those parents and the children. Imagine again if that was your child or your grandchild. That's here in Piketon, Ohio. We were all rejoicing just a few days ago when Asiya Bibi was actually released from Pakistan and traveled safely to Canada. Sadly, the very cell that Asiya Bibi was held in is now inhabited by another Christian woman. This time, it is a woman named Shagufta Kassar. She is 45 years old, and she is a mother of seven, I believe. Kassar and her husband were both condemned to death by a trial court in February of 2014. A local Muslim leader accused them of sending blasphemous text messages from the wife's cell phone. There is no evidence. The text messages have not been produced by the court, but they have been waiting for years, 5 years to have their case heard. And this mother, this woman, is now in the cell that Asiya Bibi was in. And she has been held in other places, other cells, other prisons for the last 5 years. They are appealing their case to the courts. Their lawyer, who, by the way, is the same attorney that represented Asiya Bibi, says the couple is innocent. There is no legal substantial evidence available that proves they actually texted any messages. So here is another case. We don't know much about the husband. We do know that the wife is in the same cell that Asiya Bibi had been held in. This is radical Islam in Pakistan. Another woman, another couple that we can certainly add to our prayer list. We need to take a break. When we come back, PBS, your tax money's at work. Have you heard about the latest season of The Old? Most people can't believe it's still on. The aardvark named Arthur. Oh, yes. It is still on PBS with a modern update, according to PBS. When we come back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
There is a full frontal attack on the innocence of your children. And much of it is being paid for with your tax dollars. Can I illustrate that by going to this story about PBS? Now, not all of PBS is public tax dollars. That is true. There's a lot of private investment, private dollars. But a large portion of their operating budget at PBS, after all, it is called public broadcasting, is your tax dollars. And again, there is a full frontal assault in your face on your children's innocence. Now, I have not seen this program in years. I don't know that I've ever really seen an episode, even when our kids were young and our grandkids. But Arthur the Aardvark, has been a popular show on PBS for 22 years. Yep, 22 years, and they wanted to update the series, make it more modern, more applicable. And because of that, well, last year, they introduced a gay character. I was unaware of that, but they introduced a gay character last year. I didn't know about it. I don't think I reported on it. But this year, they have gone even farther. Here is the news report from one of our local TV stations, not PBS itself, but one of our local TV stations. To the surprise of many, the 22nd season of Arthur just premiered on PBS. Yes, that lovable aardvark and his friends are still on the air. But the classic children's show is very much keeping up with the times. The premiere episode revealed Arthur's teacher, Mr. Ratburn, is gay. Okay, now, the homosexual character is not just any character. It is Arthur's teacher, one of the most influential people in Arthur's life, someone that Arthur would look up to, and the children watching Arthur would be encouraged to look up to a gay character. But that's not all. Let me continue. In Mr. Ratburn and the Special Someone, the beloved teacher of Arthur and his friends gets married to a man. It's not the first time the children's show has included LGBTQ storylines. In one episode, Postcards from Buster, Arthur's best friend, met children with two moms while on a trip to Vermont. The word lesbian was not used in the episode, nor was the word gay used in the episode about Mr. Ratburn. However, the show received praise for teaching children that men can marry men and women can marry women. Now, that's very important. Can I read that to you again? The show received praise for teaching children. In other words, this marriage of a man to a man was not just incidental. It was placed in the program to teach, to indoctrinate children that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. And it's very sly. In the season 22 premiere, the students see Mr. Ratburn speaking to an uptight lady voiced by guest star Jane Lynch. They fear she is the person Mr. Ratburn is going to marry, and they devise a plan to stop the wedding and prevent a life of misery for their teacher. So get this. The storyline, the kids think he's going to marry a woman, but they don't like her. So the kids devise a plan to torpedo the wedding because Mr. Ratburn is marrying a woman, and they don't want him to marry her. But the kids chicken out when they get to the wedding and don't stand up to object to the marriage. Then they learn the uptight woman is just Mr. Ratburn's sister, who is officiating the nuptials. When Mr. Ratburn walks down the aisle, he is arm in arm with a man. And I'm quoting, "The third graders are happy for their newlywed teacher, but there's one thing they're mortified by, his dancing." Talk about propaganda. Talk about brainwashing. Why does PBS believe it is their responsibility to teach about sexuality and gender when that is clearly for parents? I don't know whether your children or grandchildren watch Arthur, but I would encourage you strongly, stop. Never again. This is brainwashing. Your children's innocence is strategically and purposely being removed. And it is intentional. It is intentional. You might want to contact your local PBS station. And you might want to find out who is advertising. Now, I know it's non-commercial, not supposed to be, but all of the episodes. This program was made possible by generous donations from, and they will tell you. I would check it out if I were you. Yeah, and here's another public school in Washington State told to cease and desist from promoting Islam? Yeah. Seriously.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.